Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1002. See, y'all know I can't do it. 1025th episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. It's your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. And you know, as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to D-Block Church. And you know, it's for the whosoever wills. I take pride in that because it seems like the whosoever wills are the ones that are really going to win this thing. You know, the whosoever wills, those that really, really, really do believe, those that really, really, really know that there's something else out there, those that really, really, really might not even stand their neighbor but knows they got to work with their neighbor just because in the whosoever wills category, it's like we doing this for God's kingdom. We doing this for the way that we were supposed to be done. You know, oh, excuse me, did I say God? Yes, I mean like I am, you know, like, don't go there tonight because at the end of the day, what we need to do is go past that. Now let's get into the will. Let's get into the work. Let's work this thing out. And we're going to have to work it out together. I hate to tell you. So whosoever wills, this is where we come and we meet every other Thursday. If this is your first time, welcome to D-Block Church. What up, what up, what up? That's our formal. That's how we do it. Because at the end of the day, you get three because three is what you get. And it's funny how they give you three, but you know, everything is wrapped around three. But we won't go there because I don't want to lose anyone too fast. The number to call in live, though, is 319-527-6091. And if you have Metro or T-Mobile, the number is 323-870-4174. And if you are interested in speaking live on the air, please press 1. It's going to signal the board, and then I will be able to bring you in. Trust me, tonight, if you know anything about the light that I'm about to start shining and talking about tonight, because it's funny because, you know, it says in him we have our being, like in him we live, in him we die. But if we don't know who him is, it's like, what are we doing? Okay, so let's say that him is I am, same way he said I was, same way he said he was. I am, I'm what? I'm that. I am that over there. I am that over there. I am this as well. So everywhere we go, you got to know. Hi, everywhere we go, people got to know who we are. So we tell them we know we glow from deep down. I'm sorry. One day, y'all, I'm going to get the whole thing. Or kiss. You can call me, you know, y'all can get at me, and we can work this thing out, you know, D-Block in the church, for real. Let's get this thing popping. But I'm sorry. So who is ever out there, and they know that they've been a part of the church, they've been a part of what we've been doing, they've been riding with us from the beginning. This is now the time to go and send your text messages and let all your people know that you've been letting all the people know that you've been on D-Block, and now it's time for them to get on D-Block. Now, I need you to send it to like 5 or 6 of your people, and so that way they're 5, and then let them know they're supposed to send it to some more people, you know, because at the end of the day, we're going to need each other, like I said, so you just can't keep something good for yourself. Remember that I said it because you can't just keep something good for yourself, all right? So everyone that's breathing, ha, watch this. Everyone that is breathing right now, you are special to me. You know why? because you already are all part. That's why, because I know you're out there talking about it. I know you don't let a moment go by where you don't say something about something that you done heard, because at the end of the day, when we learn to understand and to the point where it becomes everyday thought and language, we can work this thing out as simple as it comes. Now, mind you, I'm talking about working the thing out. That's called the thing called life. You know, it's not always good. It's not always bad. But if you want to consider what it is called life. Life. Building a relationship with God is important for your life. It should affect you. Once you build a relationship with God and you start to understand who God is, remember, I am. Don't play with me. I am. That should affect the relationships that you have with other people, no matter what it is, no matter where you are, no matter what's going on. It just should do it. Because if you're really, truly, really, truly, truly seeing what God is seeing and you're talking to God and you're understanding, because guess what? He's. I ain't even going to talk about nobody else. You know, I'm going to just talk about myself. That way nobody can say that they was talking about this or whatever. But God looks at me and he sees all of the mess and he can still go past it. You know what it makes me do? It makes me work on my mess every day, like more and more and more. But, you know, that's something about what we're about to talk about a little bit tonight, because I don't want you to ever stop believing that is really already done, because yes, we do win this thing, but there is still work that needs to be done. So no, we can't just say, you know, I've been saved by grace and, you know, I confess my sins and Jesus is going to save me. Not really, truly. I mean, well, I guess so, maybe. But what if it's about a light? What if it's about shining a light? What if it's about shining a light like this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine. Let it shine. You know, that light. Remember, when we were little, we had a light. And then as you're growing up, your light's supposed to get bigger and bigger. So the question is tonight, what does your light look like? Do you have light? Or have you been in the light so much that now you're looking for the darkness and all you have is darkness surrounding you? So when you see light, it really actually is too bright. And then it's blinding. I just need to know, because we come from all different places and we meet here so that we can grab our relationships, so that way we can understand what the spirit feels like. We can understand what shining brightly feels like. We can understand what is going on, and we can understand that it's coming through us. Why? Because when you walk into dark places, you can see the light shining and residing off of where you are. It doesn't take a lot to light up a dark place. But if you have no light, and it is not shining. Or wait, excuse me, I'm not going to say that you don't have the light, but what if you just don't have it, like, shining? You'd like to cover it up. There's people out there that would like me to cover up some of my light, and I'll be trying to tell them I can't put my light out. I apologize, but I wish you could cover it up, you know. But there's some people out here that really have masked the way of covering it up. Sometimes they be at work. You know, like, you could tell you're covering it up because you're sitting at work with coworkers and they are so in the dark. They are so in the dark that you don't even want to laugh at them, but you got to laugh with them, because if you don't, then you got to explain to them why they are so in the dark. And then that's a whole nother situation, and now you done brought God into it, and now, you know what I mean? So now the shining that you should be doing, you're not doing. It's actually like you tucking your light away. But then in those situations, those people that have told you that your light was not shining, or they didn't want your light to shine, now you letting them play in the dark. And you're sitting there. Always know that whatever goes on in the dark must come out in the light. So the minute you decide that you're ready to shine, guess what's going to do? It's going to stop. I think somebody needs to hear that. You think that it's going on and you see that it's happening and everything, and the only reason why it's happening is because you are there, but you're not shining. If you shine the light, they'll have to stop because they'll see the light. The shining. It's funny, I was talking to somebody earlier today, and do you know how many movies had something to do with the light? And I just said The Shining, and I'm thinking, like, I don't like scary movies. So if you know anything about The Shining and it had anything to do with about a light, 319-527-6091 is the number. Or you can do 323-870-4174. Don't forget, one will get you right in. Well, it's not going to get you right in, but it'll cue you so I can get you right in. So just think about it. Taking over the darkness. Now, I go to blockhead, you know, because that's what we do. We handle things. We go into dark places and shine light like, bang, what's going on in here? I don't even think this should be like this. Why is it like this? You know, they say you should do things, you know, you got to do things right. You got to do things nice. I'm trying to figure out where it says that you got to do it nice. Yeah. I understand that he's altogether lovely and altogether worthy, you know, and he's altogether wonderful for everybody. But at the end of the day, how long are we able to just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over and over again in real life, expecting a different result? They say that it's crazy, right? So in the spiritual world, how is it that we can continuously do it and do it and then repent from it and do it and repent from it and do it and repent from it and do it and repent from it and do it? Or maybe we just not repenting. We just like, okay, we did it and we feel bad. We did it and we feel bad and we did it and we feel bad. And then one day we'll decide that we're going to repent. Well, I believe that today should be that day. The reason why I say that is because the light that you shine is very, very, very important. When you shine a light, that means that somebody else is going to see your light and then they want to come closer to your light. Now, I'm speaking to this just in broad because everybody has a light to shine. At one time, we used to just think that it only went on in the church. If you had a light, if you were shining it, it was shined in the church, and that was it. That's how they did it, you know. And I would like somebody to actually press one and explain to me how they actually are doing it. You know, they the most praying up people in the world. Please explain. Glory, hallelujah, you know, praise him, you know, they are waiting on a sign, just waiting on a sign. I mean, everything they do is just prayer and waiting on a sign. They forget the fact that the sign might be sitting there in their face, but they are waiting on a sign. They just waiting on a sign. Now, just because you're waiting on a sign, just imagine how dark it might be in that room. Just imagine how dark it might be in that world where you're sitting there waiting for a sign that's sitting in front of you. When meanwhile, you got sisters out here struggling, swinging on poles and stuff, men trying to, you know, provide for their families, and, you know, people out here struggling, trying to get off of drugs and off of the street, and then somebody walks down the street with a little speck of light. A little speck of light. And it gets all of their attention. And they're like, well, wait a minute. What happened to that light? I want that light. Because I've already told you, I told you, when it's dark, any type of light is bright at first, especially in the dark. But that light is going to permeate through that darkness so, so quick and so, so fast. So if you are a person that has a little bit of light, you are responsible for shining that little bit of light, because guess what? That little bit of light is going to make them want to get closer to the light. And then as you find out that they are getting closer to the light, your light is getting bigger and bigger because you're starting to now shine with them. Everybody's starting to grow. Everybody is starting to get this type of a glow. It's supposed to be awesome, and it actually is awesome. When you go to, like, the group homes and stuff, and you see the people that have been together, and they have done these programs, and they are about to complete them to graduation, and you can see that they have a whole life change. You can see that things are different for them now. They feel better about themselves, and they know who God is in their lives. They know what it's all about. They don't just have, like, a idea. You know what I mean? They have been there, they've done that, and they've seen it. And because of the fact that they have seen it, now they are seeking to look for a glow. They got a glow, and now they got to go. You know what I mean? Once you get your glow, it's time for you to go. Because when you go, and when you go out there, you're supposed to hit darkness like you hit, like you have never hit darkness before. Ooh, when I tell you, it, like you never hit darkness before. It's supposed to go like that. It's supposed to be exactly the way that it is. And the only way that it does not work is if you refuse to see the light. And notice I had to say refuse, because in a dark room, that light is shining bright. That light is shining very bright. Now, you got people that are earnestly out here seeking for the glow, which then goes into another situation, because then when they start believing in Jesus Christ, they then now want to go to the Bible-believing, preaching, teaching church, like we always say. So they're going into churches now. And the churches are really not ready for this glow. I mean, you can sit in church and you can see that the glow is too bright. People are like, oh, turn that down. You can't come in here with that bright light. I mean, what I would like to do tonight is I would like to, excuse me, as I choke, but I will say the devil is alive, because what I'm about to say right now is about to not hurt anybody's feelings, but it's going to set a record straight on something that we need to get done, and we need to fix it, and we need to fix it now. The reason why we really need to fix it, and this is honest to God, I hate to say it like this, but there's no other way to say it. My name is Adrian Misunderstandings Allen. I am the host of The Black Church on Purpose Kingdom Network, and I'm letting you know that half of us around here do not have another 20 to 30 or 40 years left. So the way that we are talking and carrying on about the businesses at hand, we should all take a step back and look at the fact that we aren't going to be here. We aren't even making decisions for our children right now. We're making decisions for ourselves. We're making ourselves happy. We're trying to understand why things are going the way that they're going, and you're not even paying attention. People are dying. People are dying. People are dying more frequently, like, right now, because it's like there's about to be a real shift go on in the world. And this shift is going to be preparing us, you know, for, I don't want to say that he's coming back, because I just know that it can happen overnight. It can happen overnight. It can happen overnight. Don't ever doubt God. It can happen overnight. But if it doesn't, we should all be praying that every day, it says new mercies renew every morning. And every time we get an opportunity to wake up, we need to be on it already. On it already. You should all set out for one person a day. Work on one person a day. Shine your light one time. Shine your light two times. Shine your light three times. Before you know it, you'll be shining your light. You'll be shining your light so much that you say, oh, my God, hello? Uh-oh, I love it. I thought somebody was coming in. I was going to say, yes, come in. I would like you to tell somebody about your light. Because if you can give an example of what it is to shine your light, and I'm not talking about, like, an example of shining your light is if you see the family that suffered in the fire, and you know that there's clothes in your attic, there's like old furniture in your attic, there's all of these things in your attic that you haven't seen in years. You shining your light is like going up there one day and pulling all that stuff out of the attic, wiping it down, getting it ready. And then when they come around or you say something to them, you bring them to the house and you show them all that stuff. That's shining. You know, that's the kind of stuff that is going to give you a light to shine. Not if you showed up for usher today and yesterday. Not, you know, not if you were on the, the banquet committee, you know, not if you set up the tables and all of that kind of stuff. That's not really the light, because you did volunteer for it, so that's called service, and you are serving. But I'm talking about, like, when you see the kid on the street and he really doesn't belong out on the street, and you actually say something to the kid to find out why he's not where he needs to be. Like, why are you out here right now? You know, there's people that always remind me about the kids that were pumping gas on the first day of school. Well, that was mean. That was real to me. Because no way in the world on the first day of school you already copped out. It ain't going to happen. It can't be like that. See, It just can't be like that. You got to understand, when we were growing up, we did everything that we were big and bad enough to do. Like, some of us had, like, you know, really, really rejected, you know, just we didn't want no light. We didn't really want to see the light. And it was like, what happens when that happens is it leaves you incarcerated, like locked up behind bars. You might not even be behind the actual bars, but you still are locked up. There's like a thing that's really, really, really blocking your mind, and until the block gets away, it's like your light is almost like held captive. It's almost like held captive. And it takes a lot of brain cells to stay in that captivity in your mind, especially when there's other stimuli going on, because you got to think about it. I tell people all the time, you know, you can be so sad and see somebody smile and it'll make you want to smile. You don't really know why they're smiling, but you start smiling first, and then you'll ask the questions of why we're smiling. And somebody might ask you, and you have to say, I don't even know. I was smiling because she was smiling. You know? A lot of people didn't have any problems. So that meant that I don't know if they were shining or not. Because what if you had to go through something to be torn to get the light that's inside to shine? I don't know. You know what I mean? Did I say that right? Like, if you could, like, you've been torn on both sides. And so now, in the healing process, there's light inside of that because you can see through that, and it's now solid, but it is the light. So that's how your light can shine. I know I've been through a lot. So I appreciate the fact that I have a bright light, bright light, bright light, bright light. I had said I wanted to put that as the topic, but then I realized that when Cappy called me, she called me about something else. I said, oh, okay. I shouldn't use bright light, because people aren't really going to know what I meant by bright light. But if you grew up in my, you know, grew up with us, with me, you knew bright light was the gremlins. You know, Gizmo didn't like light. And he used to always tell him, bright light, like he couldn't get into the light. He couldn't do it. It would make him, it would stop him, actually, the gremlins. But I start thinking about another movie about the light, right? How about all of my life, I always thought that Poltergeist was a scary movie. To me, however old I was when Poltergeist came out, I had a girlfriend who looked just like Caroline. And maybe that's why we thought it was so scary. But today, when I was explaining the fact that Caroline was, oh, they were always telling her to step into the light, Caroline, step into the light. I always thought that that was a bad thing. I really did. I always thought that they were, like, trying to take her, like, they were trying to take her. But someone told me today that that was not it at all. It's actually the complete opposite. Like, she saw the light, and she had a light, but they were dark. They were the dark, the shadows were trying to, you know, keep her away from the light. But at one time, she wanted to go to the light, but she wasn't old enough to go in the light, like through the light. So she just had to let her light shine. And it was like, oh, I said, oh, God, I got to watch the whole movie again now. It's great. But just think about the light. It's all about the symbolization of the light. He says, I am the truth and the life. Well, he didn't say light, but you know what I mean? He this is where it's at. Wait, what do you say? What did he say about the, what did they say? What is that? Matthew, chat, help me out. What is that? That's Matthew 5 or something, right? I think it's like Matthew 5. It's somewhere, I think it's like Matthew 5, I want to say like 6 to 12, I don't know, listen to me, like I'm a Bible scholar. Y'all heard it first here. But no, I think that's like, it says you can't keep a light under the basket. And then I always, I remember that because that was a question that I asked generations. And in the generations, that was interpreted different. And that's when I realized that God's word needed to be interpreted in all different assets, because we got all different types of generations out here living in one place. And because we have all different generations out here living in one place, the best thing that we need to do is learn how to actually live together. I mean that, like, there's no disrespect. There is no disrespect. We find the respect. Like, if you don't know, you ask somebody. If you don't know, you find out. You try to make it do what it do. The number again to call in is 319-527-6091 or 323-870-4174. Don't forget, press the 1, and I will bring you in. So we're going to go right to, we know that Jesus is coming back, right? So because we know this, we have a job to do as those who believe, as those who understand, to whosoever wills. We have a job to do, because if we are the ones shining, it is time for us to start shining and be bright. If you're out there, I'm telling you, and you can tell my congregation something about shining. shining your light, telling how you take the boys and girls you do the Boys and Girls Club every week. You know, you take them to after school programs and y'all do homework and all that kind of stuff. Like, that is shining your light right now. Not your car, not your house, not what you look like, not how you post a picture. What are you really doing? Are you really helping somebody? Are you really talking? Are you speaking life into something? Are you, like, setting an example? Are you speaking? Do you do it every day? Like, do you bring your light with you all the time? Some people always say, you know, well, I don't feel like shining my light right now. I love it. If you had a chance to really tell God, I don't want to be bright right now. You know, we don't really have the right to even determine it, because at the end of the day, who determines whose life, who or what your light is worth? It would have to be Christ on his way back, right? So then it would be like the things that you do, the people that you know, the people that you sow into, and the opposite, the people that you don't, the people that you don't deal with, the people that you don't speak, you know, the people that you don't, or you feel as though you don't need to acknowledge. Because at the end of the day, nobody deserves to just not, you know, just to be ignored. I still don't believe in that. I don't know where that comes from. And every time I see it, I just say that there is no light in that. There's no light even in there is no light anywhere near that whole entire situation. Do you understand? Because real church in the building with the people is probably one of the scariest places that you'll ever want to be. And I mean that in all honesty, but you know, it's hot. It's scary in the hospital. So when you show up with a whole lot of sick people, and the best thing that a sick patient wants you to do is think that they are well, because they all trying to get up out the hospital, but they don't realize that they can't get up out that hospital, because if they get up out that hospital, life gets real. And then they end up running back. So a lot of people have already realized that their light is going to shine in that building no matter what. They're just having an issue now because, like I said, when the other lights are coming in, those lights are coming in very, very bright. Because those lights believe. Those lights are already torn. Those lights are already, like, there's already a lot of scars and a lot of tears there. So there's a lot of inward light shining already. So trust me when I tell you that when he does come back, he will see your light. He got to see your light. I believe that that's how it's going to trigger if where you're at. That's how you're going to trigger where you are. Like, if you're over there sitting in darkness, because that's what you continuously, you know, keep around you, darkness, then you might get passed by. I'm not going to say that he is going to pass you by, but think about it. He might have to come back and search for you. He will search for you. Don't think that he won't, but think about the fact that there's a one swoop that's coming. Look, there's one swoop that's going to be taken, and that's called the rapture, right? So therefore, if you in that, that's all light. So I believe that that light cracks the sky, and just like it says, the clouds be rolled back like the scroll, and then that's it. The trump shall resound, and the Lord shall descend. There it is. And all of the light is going to come meeting up in the sky and make it even brighter. So that those that are still left behind, they can at least see it. They will not be able to deny it. They will not be able to do anything but walk upright in it and try to do it. So what we're trying to do tonight, what I'm trying to do tonight on Decline, what we try to do on Purpose Kingdom Network all the time, every night, is we try to give you an opportunity. We try to give you an opportunity so you can come closer to God, so you can understand exactly how much God loved you and why he loved you and what he loved you for and why he did what he did, because he knew what he made. He made you. You know, I love that. People will deny certain things, and then when they get down to it, they can't put hands on what God can do. I mean, be real. You can talk to your blue in the face, but you can't put your hands on what God can do. And don't tell me that it can't happen. I hate when people tell me that something can't happen. And they standing in the church like they are the people that just got finished doing whatever they're doing, and you going to tell me it can't happen. You sat in here and you did all of this, what you just did, and now you're going to tell me that it can't happen? Yeah. What's your light doing? Where you know what I mean? We need to check some light bulbs. You need to check batteries. People need a battery check. Some people need a battery check for real, because you need to know if your light is really shining. I hate to say it like that, but some people need a battery check or a recharge. How about that? A lot of people can use a recharge, but that's why we thank God for revivals. If you can see a revival, if you can go through a revival, if you can't, then maybe you need to just make a revival for yourself, because sometimes things need to be revived. And then when they are revived, they come back with a new look. They come back with a new breath. They come back with a new look at the same situation, but they look at it better because they know that they can conquer it. They know that God had put it in front of them in order for them to actually conquer through it. But you know that light is helpful, because when you have situations and you got things going on, when you start shining the light, like I said, what goes on in the dark must come out in the light. There's an issue. People that are sitting in church are that mad about that light because they don't like that light. They don't understand this light right here that just came in the building. Now, this light right here might just smell like marijuana. This light is shining bright and he stinks. So what are we supposed to do with him, because he's shining his light real bright and we want him to put it out, and then we want him to get out because he stinks? This is what's going on in the minds of the people that are standing in church receiving you coming in for the first time. Understand that there's a situation that's bigger than everybody right now, and God is not pleased. So if you start looking at exactly where your light is, and if your light is shining, ask yourself, where is it shining? Is it shining to, is it shining in a dark place to send light that way? Is it shining on a situation to help the situation get better? Or is it shining looking for things to talk about because you see something in the dark that you didn't really have to see in the dark, but because you over here shining your light a little bit different, you know, because you're not using your light productively, you're using your light to just see what you want to see. So that means you're playing in the dark. You got to ask a question about your light. And it's funny because, like, if you get a chance to read the book of Galatians, right, what Galatians is doing right there is, I think it's really, like, it's almost like, I don't really want to say it, like, the way that it is, but I will say that So what happens basically is we know Paul, you know, Saul, Paul, you know, the bad one, horrible, all day long, just yes. But he was on his way to go and take care of some of the Christians, and then Jesus stopped him on the road to Damascus, blinded him for the 3 days. You know, and then he went all the way through a different thing for 3 years just so that he could know, walk, talk, and do any and everything, but nothing was without Christ. Yeah, that guy. So he's now out here, and he is talking, and he is telling people the truth about Jesus and what Christ can do for you. And guess what? They are now in the churches, and the church folk are livid. They don't want to hear it, because if they're not following the rules, if they're not going behind, if they're not doing the things in decency and in order, it is not God, and God is not pleased, and he is not happy, and you're just sitting there and you're listening, and Paul's trying to tell them that that is not true. The only thing you got to do right now is believe. Your faith is what's going to save you. Your faith is what makes your light shine bright. It's your faith that gives you the power to do what you need to do to stand over your enemy. It's faith. It's a belief in something. Yeah. Not looking for a sign, waiting for it to happen, and then say, you know what, I believe it. I knew it all this time. Stop that. It's 2019. We don't have no more time. We have no more time. People are coming in and they're looking for words. People are coming in and they're trying to be fed. People are coming in and they are begging. They are looking for this word. How dare we stand in the way of what God is doing in our everyday lives? If you have light, you are obligated to shine it. You know how they say use it or lose it? You won't want your light to be so clogged up with bitterness and just everything, just anger and bitter and just mad for no reason. Like, smile. I do believe that it takes a lot of muscles in your face to just be frowning. It does. I'm telling you, it just, to me, it's got to be, because if somebody is really smiling in front of you, you are going to smile. Just like if somebody is shining their light in front of you, you are going to want to, one, come into that light, and then you're going to want to start shining your own light. It's simple. It's the way that God intended for it to happen. And guess what, adults? We're supposed to be all shining to the point where all of the children, every time they see us, want to be a part of that light. They want to know, what did we do? How did we do it? Because they want to do the same thing. Because they like what it looks like. They like how it is. They want to see the light. Are we out here really showing people the light? Are we really showing? Are we giving I shouldn't even say, are we showing it? Because we're showing something. But is it a great representation of who God is? Really is. The reason why our light shines so bright is because God made us in his likeness and in his image. So at the end of the day, when he said, let there be light, and there was light, you have to understand that because of creation, it will always permeate in light. It has to permeate in light. That's in the symbolization of everything that you ever see. When you're talking about God, there's like another type of a glow that comes on. There's like a heavenly glow that you get. You might actually feel it sometimes if you're really, really, really close to the Spirit. But what you have to do is you have to understand and know. You have to understand and know exactly what is going on, why it went on, and how it went on, and for what purpose. And the purpose of it is really so that none of us fail, none of us stumble. All of us can come into the light. All of us have an opportunity to get this light. I believe that if you are a person out here and you're listening tonight and you do not know about the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, before the end of this night, I want you to call in and press 1, because there's something that we would like to say to you. You know, that might be the personal prayer that we give you, because at the end of the day, any and everybody has the opportunity to ask God to forgive them for their sins. And if you believe in the bloodshed of Christ, then you can honestly say you are a believer. You just simply say a prayer. Father God, I'm coming to you as a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins and order my steps and help me to do better each and every day. We strive to live for you, and we ask you, God, to save our souls, to save us from all harm and danger, from all our enemies, and give us the strength to keep shining our light. Keep giving us the strength to bringing someone into our light. Thank you, God, for your awesome power. Thank you, God, for saving me. Thank you, God. I love you, God. Amen. Now, if you say something like that, you ain't got to say it like all the way, you know. You don't have to say it word for word. But the gist of it is you got to have a one-on-one with God. You got to come clean with a bunch of stuff. Like some people, you know, some people you need to get all the way in it. Like if you was bad like me, and I'm be honest because at the end of the day, the only thing, listen, what goes on in the dark must come out in the light. So from what I've been told, it's better to shine your own light because the shadows can get real big. Yeah, think about that one. But I think it's Chap. You out there? You gonna do the announcement stuff? Well, actually, because you're on the line, you can come in and finesse this. You know, finesse that salvation thing. Give them the way that you know me, like you know.
And no way
whosoever will can't hear. No, brother, whosoever wills that can't hear what I said because it was a little bit too harsh. I didn't say it with a little bit love and kindness, you know, because I got people out there that be listening just to see if I said it right. So help them, Lord.
God,
help
you said
them,
it,
Lord.
You said it just right for God. You said it just right for the souls that have been assigned to your voice, and they wouldn't have heard it from no other voice than yours. So we bless God for you and for that soul that's out there that gave their life to Christ this evening. Of course, we encourage you to attempt to find a Bible-believing, that's the first key point, a Bible-believing, teaching, and preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But if for some reason you cannot bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here for you. Please join us tomorrow evening for another episode of Purpose Kingdom Network right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Also, you can email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. Again, we would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. I gave that email out twice because a lot of times people say they did not get it. So one more time, PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. Sister Adrian, there should have been no misunderstanding this evening, and if there was, they need to get on their knees and seek the Lord. Wonderful word this evening, wonderful words of encouragement. The ministry is back in your hands.
Thank you. Before I come back, you said something about the morning, and I didn't hear you say anything about the morning. You got to tell them about the morning walk.
Oh, I'm
sorry.
We are taking morning walks in God's word. Amen. We are thank you for reminding me. Every morning we begin our day with a morning walk in God's word. Right now God has us reading the book of Isaiah. And I'll be honest with you, when he first led me to start reading a chapter a day from Isaiah, I was sort of asking him, like, Lord, why from Isaiah? But the deeper I get, the deeper we go into the book of Isaiah, I see that that old-time prophecy is a right-now prophecy for our present-day situation. And if we do not adhere to the word of God, all I'm going to say is, there's some trouble coming down the pike for those who refuse to believe. So you can join us for our morning walk in God's word. Again, we are coming from the book of Isaiah. You can join us on anchorfm.com, or you can follow us on our social media links as far as Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. We have been experiencing some difficulties, but I've been assured that those will be corrected quickly, and the links will be up on our social media networks. But until then, again, you can join us on anchorfm.com and start your day off taking a morning walk in God's word. Again, we love you. Thank you, Sister Adrienne. Back in your hands.
Now, she said something about Isaiah, and if we do not follow and we do not conform, there are some things, like some repercussions, some things that happen to non-believers. Now, I'm going to go the opposite way, because I'm going to say it to the believers. I'm going to say it to the ones that are there, the ones that are in church, the ones that are doing what it is that they're doing. When you go to Galatians, Peter and the crew, you know, the big wigs, the names, the people that know who they are because they have a name that says that they are who they are and they've been there for a long time and they have stature and everything. But they're still holding people to the law. They're still holding people like, you might be this, but you don't do that. You might be this, but you're not circumcised. Or, you know, like they were still saying, you got to be baptized. You know, you got to, in order for you to be a believer in everything and receive Christ, you got to be baptized. You got to, and what Paul was trying to say is, no, this is what we say. This is how it works. And this is what you're doing. But if you remember, you know, well, Paul couldn't say it because Paul wasn't there, but it was a moment where Peter actually had to remember back when they had went to Cornelius' house, and Cornelius and all his people were saved just by hearing. Just by hearing. So Peter had to, like, kind of step back a little bit to let his people know, like, you know what? I feel you that it's not really like how it was where we was, and it's not really like we used to have it in church, but it really is still gospel. It really is still word. We kind of really got to, you know, we got to make room. We got to make room. Everybody, we got to make room. We got to move over. We got to move over and let everyone else come in. We got to make room for everybody to come in order for this thing to really, really work. We got to get it together. You got trouble on both sides. Trouble on both sides. But God got everything under control. So if we start to live more for God as opposed to acting as if there is no God, and we give honor to God, and we pray about the things that bother us. Because remember, God is not bothered. You got to always remember that. Every time you get bothered, remember something that bothers God. That's all. That's the only way that it works. I'm telling you, because at the end of the day, you'd be sitting there and you'd be upset about something, but then you got to think about the raggediest thing that you did yesterday or earlier that day. And then you got to, you got to bite that For real. You got to fight that. Everybody's struggling. Everybody working on something. And guess what? If you don't know what I'm going through, if you don't know what I'm going through, maybe you should leave it alone. Right? Maybe you should pray for me. And if you can't say a prayer for me, say it for yourself, because you should be able to pray. Right? If this is what we're doing. Talking to believers. I'm talking to the ones that, you know, we know where we're going. We know what's going on. We can't just use that sermon that says everybody is not going to get in. Because you do know if that is your sermon, if that is your scripture, and that's how you feel, that everybody just not going to get in, you have to really start thinking about everybody that's really not going to get in. Because everybody don't have that kind of talk or that kind of thought. But you got that thought. So just think about the light. Think about the light if it is shining. If it is shining, is it shining in darkness so that people can see your light? Because guess what? If you in the light and you shining in the light and everybody in the light got the light and all y'all playing around in the light, it's almost like wasted light. Because if that light is not going and touching some darkness, and I mean, I'm talking, like, I know that there's a lot of people that, you know, they've been saved so long that they don't even know how to get to the bar, right? They want us to believe that, or they don't know how to get to the casino. They want us to believe that. Like, but I try to explain to people that, you know, you can't lie to God, so you shouldn't even lie to me. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Live your life. Live your life. If it's raggedy, I mean, like I said, if you live a raggedy life, then you'll understand somebody else's raggedy life. If you don't, then like I said, pray for it, because at the end of the day, maybe you already came through your raggedy. Or you missed your raggedy. Well, if you missed your raggedy, that ain't good, because it's coming. I don't believe, like I said, I don't believe that your light starts really shining until you've been torn. And when you start getting them scars and they start opening you up, then your light from your inside starts shining. And the more you get torn, the more you get hurt, the more things happen. Your light just gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And then I guess when you get torn enough that you're about to die, then you just go into the light. Right? You just became the light. But you would hope that you were getting into the light. Especially if you're somebody that you consider to be a believer. But if you're a believer and you are not shining your light, you need to check your batteries. For real. We all need to check a battery. We all need a battery check. And if you're not in, if you haven't gotten your car serviced, then it's time to come to the shop. Simple as that. If you haven't been to the shop, it's time to come to the shop. Your vehicle might need some, you know, your vessel may need a tune-up. Maybe just a diagnostic to understand exactly who and why and how you were made up, so you understand what the mission is. You can, and coming into the church is going to help those believers get used to the other ones that are still believers, but that whosoever wills, they're coming. They're going to come from everywhere. I believe they're coming from everywhere, because everyone is going to shine its light, because it's going to take all of our light to so far shine, so that everything will get light on it. Think about it. Like when it's raining, everybody's all feeling down and stuff like that. But when the sun is shining, people got their shoulders back. They might even be outside. You know what I mean? They're standing around wanting to get ice cream and all kinds of other stuff. Think about it like that. Think about it like that. Think about the fact that plants and stuff brighten up when they're sitting in the sun. Like, you can kill a plant by taking it out of the sunlight. So if we were all plants, like we are made of the earth, you know, think about it. Let your light shine. As long as your light is shining, God is happy. Start shining your light. Somebody needs to see your light. And trust me, when you realize that it's your light that God gave you, through you, and your scars and your tears, you'll know. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine. Good night, y'all.
Jesus lives.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.